Alta, I just wanted to ask you, in terms of your play on the field, we've seen you really start to get more and more time as the season's progressed. Just give us a reaction to playing more and more.
Yeah, it's exciting. I, you know, obviously love playing football. And it's great just to know that Coach Hill trusts me to be on the field more and to make plays. So I think I'm having a great time playing more and just allowing me to learn the game more and be able to make more plays.
I've seen you rotate between both strong and free safety, if I'm not mistaken. What's that been like, trying to learn both those positions and really master both of them?
Yeah, I think it's been great. You know, last year I came in just learning free safety, but being able to master, and I guess I haven't really mastered both of them yet, but learning both of them and really get into it has helped me become a better player overall. Just being able to understand what we're trying to do, help with disguises, where I can be to help the other safety and the other people on the field. I think knowing both positions really helps a lot with elevating how I play.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Well, Atal, did the first quarter, did that nick the defense's confidence at all, or do you feel like the way you guys rebounded back and played well the final, you know, three quarters, did that kind of make up for that, and you guys are the same confident defense moving forward?
I don't think it was anything against our confidence. If anything, it just showed that we could play through adversity a lot, and we really had to rally together. Some great adjustments made. Obviously, Colorado came out with a good game plan to kind of get into their Wildcat with the number six at quarterback, and that kind of got us a little bit. But once we adjusted and stuff, I think it was really good for us to go through the adversity and come back the rest of the three quarters and come out with a win.
Then you guys seem to play really well at night. And what's your theory on why that is?
I don't know. I think just the environment. We Coach Hill said out of all the teams in the nation, we're usually the ones getting the most late games. So, like, I think just the repetition of playing that late really gives us maybe a little edge over everyone else. I'm not sure though. I think put us at any time we're gonna put up a good game.
Next question from Sean Walker.
Yeah, Father Tal, I had something, but you mentioned something just now that I kind of wanted to follow up on a little bit because of sort of what you guys experienced at Colorado and what they were able to do offensively against you. What did you learn about maybe yourself or even the defense in general from that game that you feel like, you know, reminder, we're only four games into the season, so that you feel like you will kind of treat you guys well for the rest of the year?
I think a big thing we learned was just like how great our coaches are, being able to trust them and their adjustments and where they're telling us to be, just making sure we're all fitting to our responsibilities. Our coaches were really great, and another thing is just facing the adversity. You know, there's going to be games where you're going to be down and a play or two breaks through, but I think just overall as a defense, a big phrase is bend, don't break, so just showing that our team can play through the adversity is good.
And then you touched on it a little bit there with the night games, but college football is usually a Saturday sport. You're well aware. You followed it probably most of your life, I'm sure. What's kind of the biggest difference in playing on a Friday night? And obviously you get one less day to prepare, but do you feel a difference like in the game week at all, or is it just kind of go out and play?
Yeah, it kind of messes with our schedule a little bit, but at the end of the day, like, we just got to play the football game. You can't let little things like that change how we play and how we prepare. You know, just putting a little extra work in every day to make sure we're prepared mentally wise, that extra day that we don't have, we can make up for by putting a little more work in the film room every day.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Follow Tal, take us through your first career sack. That moment, how was it? And how did, what was that play called to get home and get that sack?
Yeah, we were called in man coverage, but I was lined up on their tight end, 84. He's a pretty big blocking tight end, so pre-snap, I'm assuming he's going to stay in to block, but obviously I got to see run pass, and to me it almost looked like it was designed QB run, him sprinting out after his read, but I kind of had a similar play against ECU where quarterback was scrambling, running out, and I got stiff-armed and didn't make the play. So I kind of had to make up and show that I can make those tackles and get to the quarterback.
And now looking ahead to West Virginia and their quarterback situation, kind of a little bit of uncertainty. What are the challenges from your perspective, now second year in the program, of preparing for a game week where there's a little bit of mystery as far as the opponent's quarterback situation?
At the end of the day, whoever they put out there, I think we're gonna do a good job preparing for their whole offense and how they're gonna play. I think it was a little bit with Colorado. We didn't really know who they're gonna put out, but I think same with that. Like, we just came out and obviously the first drive or two was a little rough, but we figured it out and made adjustments and played. Virginia has a really good rushing offense, so I think that'll be a big thing for them, and our rush defense has been pretty good all year, so I think we'll be good against it.